I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Myanmar, the military has bombed several villages near the border with Thailand. Thousands of civilians fled across the border to escape the airstrikes and artillery fire. This happened as intense fighting broke out between the military and rebel groups in the area. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
I spoke with our national leader in Thailand, who is in Mysore, which is a border town just miles from Myanmar. He said things were just very desperate. Several thousand people in kind of makeshift encampments in need of everything.
AMG works with several churches in the Mysore area, helping them provide food and shelter to the refugees. Ask God to restore peace in Myanmar. And until then, pray for gospel opportunities. And Algeria gained new leadership this summer, but it's more the same for believers.
Yes, unfortunately, church closures are still continuing, and there are four more churches that have been ordered to cease all their activities, but they have not been physically sealed. So in total, 20 churches have been stopped from meeting and operating by the authorities.
Daniel Hoffman of Middle East Concern says Algerian Christians face systematic persecution through the legal system. A 2006 law requires all non-Muslim religions to register their places of worship, but officials have yet to approve any applications. Connect with Middle East Concern at our website for practical ways to help. You can even post your prayer for Algerian Christians on Twitter.
If we're able to tell them that people are praying for them, that is always a great encouragement, and it strengthens them in the midst of their challenges.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.